Today's reading is from Matthew chapter 12, verses 46 to 50, and in the Bibles in the chairs in front of you, that's on page 978. While Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brothers stood outside wanting to speak to him. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to speak to you." He replied to him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" Pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Of God's design that he puts us in families. I know sometimes we mess it up, not all families work out, but essentially it's a good idea and it's God's idea. I wonder if you'd like to turn to the person next to you and just share one idea of why you think what you think families are for. Okay, just one idea each. What do you think families are for? Okay, you all shared something. Let's just hear a few thoughts. Shout out what you think families are for. Anyone?
Support.
Support. Loving.
Unconditional
love. Rearing children.
Unconditional love.
Unconditional love. Safety.
Keep you company.
Keep you company. Yay. Yes.
Friendship.
Cohesive unit. There's a big word. Ooh. It's great when families work in those ways, isn't it? But there are also times when it doesn't work out so well. There are some families that don't actually get on with each other. Also, being family sometimes can actually make it harder when we're grieving for somebody who's no longer there, because being in family, we've grown so close. And families can also restrict the freedom of one another, because actually there are house rules. If you're in this family, if you live in this house, you live by the house rules. So I wonder if you can think of some house rules. Coffee shuts at 9:55. That's this house rule. Matthew.
Shoes off when entering the building.
Shoes off inside the house. All sorts of house rules, things that we live by because we want to live with others in the family. Jesus knew what it was like to break some of those rules, because actually he didn't fit in with his own family's expectations of what the eldest son should do. And it says at one point, we're told that his family actually came to take him away because they thought he was out of his mind. So they thought, we better deal with him. He's doing things which we don't approve of. We'll go and get him. Another time, we're told his brothers didn't believe in him. But Jesus actually had an alternative family in mind. Not an adopted family, but a totally new community that would work as one big family. And then he formed that new community out of his followers, those who believe and trust in him. And that's the church. The church is the family of God. And the visit of Jesus' family that we heard about in that reading that Hilary read us shows in one way just how much Jesus values this new community, this new family of believers that is even more important to him than his natural family. But what might actually in that reading look quite difficult for his real mother and brothers, actually, you know, they were left standing outside. They were on the edge of the group. Actually, what looks difficult for them is really good news for us, because we can be part of Jesus' new family. We can be part of the community that he creates. Here's a family that we can all belong to, whether we're single, whether we're married or partnered, whether we're childless or whether we're the head of a tribe, whether we're male or female, gay or straight, we all qualify. We can all belong in this one new family. There's one house rule, though, and that came right at the end of that reading. Jesus said, "Whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." To be in his family, we need to seek to do what God asks of us. We need to want to obey his will. How might we sum up God's will? Well, Jesus put it very simply once. He said that we should love God with all we've got and love our neighbour as ourselves. So if we're all part of one family, what's the family likeness that connects us together? What connects us to one another? It's not that we have the same genes and DNA. It's our love for Jesus. And flowing out of that love, our love for one another. And it's important that we get that the right way round. We're not a group of like-minded people who like each other and who like singing songs and doing silly things on a Sunday morning. We're a group of people who all love Jesus and who express that with love for one another and enjoying being together as family here in St. Mary's at church. But all are welcome in this family. All may enjoy the benefits of being part of the biggest family on earth. When I was doing my training before they allowed me to wear a bit of plastic around my neck, Helen and I did a placement one summer in Christchurch, Bangkok, which was a great place to go. It's a huge city, and the church was the only Anglican church the only English-speaking Anglican church in the whole of Thailand, actually. But it served people right across the city. And they had three services on a Sunday, and after each service, there was a meal. There was food, because people had travelled maybe for an hour or two to get to church, and that was their one opportunity in the week for sharing fellowship. And one evening after the evening service, we were having supper, and I was sat with three other guys around a table. And after 5 minutes, having introduced ourselves to each other, we had such a bond. I felt, gosh, we really are family here. And then I realised this chap on my left was from Africa, I think Tanzania. The chap opposite me was from North America. He was American. This side was from Malaysia. He was Asian. And I'm a Brit. So four continents, you know, within 5 minutes of meeting each other, we really felt like family. And that's the family of God that we all belong to. Worldwide, we belong to an amazing family. We often talk about being church family here together at St. Mary's. And that's true, because we belong to one another, because we belong to Jesus. Jesus is the firstborn amongst our brothers and sisters, and if it wasn't for him, we would be just a club of like-minded members. But we're much more than that. We're family. We have the same Father. He's the one who connects us together. It might be that you don't feel like you actually belong here today because you're not sure that you do believe in Jesus. Well, as a friend of the family, you are extremely welcome amongst us this morning. Come in and see what makes this family tick, including mad things and sorting out a ball of wool that's got goodness knows how many knots still in it. Or you can join this family. All you need to do is to believe in Jesus as God's Son who died to make you his brother or sister, and to commit yourself to seeking to obey God's will by loving God and loving others. Then the global family of God would be one person bigger, and you would have lots and lots of brothers and sisters worldwide. Let's pray, and then I'm going to hand back to Karen.